Our first scene will be the scene from Sir Angelica by Puccini. The Princess Angelica and her younger sister, Anna Viola, have lost their parents in very early childhood. They have given in the care of an aunt, a very strict, rather cruel and cold-hearted person. This aunt has educated them in the strictest way. Angelica has always been longing for love, and she has found this love with a person who was not worthy of her. She got an illegitimate child. Her aunt naturally was horrified and quite without any pity, and she put Angelica in a cloister, where as a nun, she was supposed to end her life. Angelica is in this cloister now for 7 years. She has never heard a word from home. She doesn't know if her child is alive. She doesn't know where her child is. She doesn't know anything about her sister, whom she has loved very much. But she has repented her sin and has lived in religion and in great humility, but always waiting for some news from home. Now, after 7 years, her aunt suddenly comes. Her aunt doesn't come just to visit Angelica. She has a practical reason. The little sister is to be married, and she wants that Angelica signs a statement that she doesn't want to have anything to do with the fortune, and everything will belong to her sister. Naturally, I don't think Angelica is interested in that at all. Her only interest is to hear of her child. And she asks the aunt, and on the end she hears that her child has died. The aunt leaves her, and she expresses in a very lovely aria her mourning and her agony that she has never seen her child again, and believes that in a star which she sees above her on the sky, the child calls her. We had this opera in Vienna, and I remember Puccini came for the premiere, and it was very wonderful to have his advice in our last rehearsals.